Mr. Mayor, it's nice to see you here in your beautiful town, and you did a wonderful introduction on DXing. But I'm going to challenge you somewhat. So if you stay on, so maybe when you go back home and talk to your wife about amateur radio and people that are populating your wonderful city, maybe you can tell her also about what is this DX all about. It can also be emergency communication at its worst, hopefully not. And we certainly appreciate the dimension of the emergency communication, but there is a lot more into it. Also, thank you for DARC, all the board members. Thank you for allowing me to be in this very unique presentation today. I'm actually quite honored on behalf of the DX group, because typically these speeches are given out by the administrators, the people that are doing the overall amateur radio. And I think this is one of the first times that DXers are opening up the general amateur radio exhibition or conference. So I was thinking of it last night. It's a unique thing, and I think there's a lot of DX people in this audience, so you should be very proud. This is the first of its kind, and first large amateur radio expedition that carries a little bit of the DX label in its theme. So just to say brief words about the DX history. You remember early days when there was no internet, there was no Skype. DX, the destination X, destination unknown, the one that you can barely reach. That is the DX, what it stands for. And those days, it was quite unique to be able to communicate with radio and reach those destinations and those people and make friends, as you say. But funny thing is that we, honestly speaking, and I think I can share it with this group, we don't basically need this communication anymore. Just as 2 weeks ago when I was talking on Skype to North Korea, it was a very funny feeling because very good sound, very good signals. That's about the rarest country that you can have today. And, you know, the only excitement on that communication was the breaking bandwidth. You know, it's like that noise on the frequency. But, you know, you can talk to Skype and you can talk to email. So that original excitement has gone away. But we have replaced it gladly with something very new. When I was doing bulk of my traveling when I was young, first 25 years of my amateur radio thing, the DXing, going to this distant land, was very, very popular. And everybody was at home and they're trying to make the QSO contact to that station. So I got my kick out of it, but it was also a very routine thing to do. And after doing it many, many times, many, many places, from many places in the world, you wanted to have something different, something added value to the society. And that, I think, was something that I discovered 25 years ago. By the way, when I thought that I'm finished with de-expeditioning, I wrote the book. And I wanted to kind of give it to people and read about this adventurous phase and let them read what it was for my life. And I thought that I'm done. And this is 25 years ago. I'm still today talking to you and here on the same subject. So it's quite funny in a way, but it has changed a little bit. My wife, by the way, was asking me at one time in the beginning of our marriage, why do you do this thing? All you do, I can appreciate that you do it once, but why do you do four times a year? And you go to, you actually go to places that are in the book of the most dangerous places in the world. Why do you do this? So I didn't have an answer, but, you know, she developed the answer, and I'd like to share it with you a little bit. The answer was that she figured out that we are sort of part of entertaining industry. This is the early definition for de-expeditioning. We were the people traveling to those distant places. They were providing entertainment for these millions of amateur radio operators. Think of it. Entertainment. So people wanted to talk to this country and have the QSL card and all that, and it did make sense. I had hoped that VE6SH, the president of IARU, would be here this morning, but he is not. I was going to dedicate my book to him and remind you people that when he got married just some years ago, he was advertising in the DX bulletin that I'm going on my honeymoon trip to Maldives and I'm doing the expedition at the same time. So it's very interesting because even today, or few years ago, the president of IARU was so attracted to this entertainment dimension that he wanted to do it even on his honeymoon. Now he's advertising again that in 3 weeks he's going with his wife, so at least we can take a note that he's still married. So he is going to, he's going to the island of Antigua doing that same thing. So he, even as much as he's responsible with his hobby, he's still attracted on being in the entertainment business. And this is kind of interesting that you can carry back home that today's long distance is nothing other than entertaining of these millions of people that they try to make the contact. And also please they urge on collecting these QSL cards. It's a very funny thing that the QSL card is one of the oldest innovations in amateur radio. It comes from the beginning of this century and we are still collecting them as of today. It has not changed one bit. So it is this urge to collect these cards that makes us to entertain, be part of this industry, and actually do what is the expedition all about. Remember, my the expedition came to an end 25 years ago. I did the book, and why is it I'm still standing on front of you and talking about the expedition? So I have a good news, and that's actually my serious part of this talk to you, because I discovered something very new. I discovered that DXing can also be a valuable element for the society, for the place that you go in. You know, we all know that when you go there, you talk to the regulators and you help them on some dimension. And you know, this traditional amateur radio-related assistance that we have seen so many times. But there are so many elements that you would never believe. Just let your innovation go on. You are in those places and you are seeing those people. And you have many hours off from the radio when you are not operating. What is it that you can offer to these societies? And I discovered this 25 years ago, and I'm 500 times more attracted on being in this business than the entertainment business. So I'm going to give you a one-hour talk about these additional elements, what one can add to this, but it will be at the show, at the lecture room tomorrow. And I hope that you will all come and listen, because they are very exciting elements that I have discovered in my life with the groups that I've been working with. And I hope that you will, as you do the expedition, that you will take some ideas of those added elements where you can help the society and bring in the amateur radio in a good footing to those places that you visit. So you now start asking, what are those elements? What you can really do with amateur radio in those societies that you go and visit. So I'll just end up my presentation on giving you two examples from a very broad spectrum, from this end and from this end. So with the cooperation with the IARU, with many telecom administrations, Finland, Croatia, Albania, and all that, working together in this missionary concept, so we were able to help the new country of Kosovo to come active and have the amateur radio re-established. I think, Hans, if we be honest for ourselves, I think the regulations today are one of the most advanced regulations in whole Europe, because they have been picking up bits and pieces from different countries, and they're very modern. So these people, when they come to amateur radio, they come with a very good framework. So with these words, I want to thank you, DARC, for doing tremendous effort on bringing two of the Kosovo amateurs in here, invitations, guarantees, and talking to the German embassy in Pristina in dozens of occasions. And they got the visa only 1 hour before the embassy was closed. So let me have Jolka Sulu 6-1 Victor Bravo and Feti Sulu 6-1 Fox Fox to stand up. They are the first ever Kosovans to visit the Friedrichshafen exhibition. So this is sort of traditional way of helping when you do all the things that comes into this one, this type of scenario that we have in the country of Kosovo. By the way, thank you for DARC for supporting Kosovo as a country. Thank you for Germany for recognizing them as a country. Thank you for everything you have done for Kosovo people. I appreciate that very highly. Taking it from another end of the spectrum, and this kind of gives you a little flavor on the odd things that you can do in this new phase of the expeditions. It's funny because we have representatives from Azores here also. That's also something to do with Germany, because we did many things together with DARC in relation of Azores. So Azores is a beautiful island group in the Atlantic, and they are more cows than the people. They're making their life out of cattle. But now there's a little transition going on. They want to integrate new elements into their economy. And one of the things is the tourism, which is now being introduced in a smaller scale. So we got the idea with these Azores people to promote or to increase the awareness of the island group being a tourist destination through a very special project in amateur radio. It was called Nine Island Hunt, when they invited a lot of people to Azores, populated all the islands, and then we were running competition, and we made, I think, ten contacts every minute to hold. The whole world was participating. 10,000 different people were participating. So it was a very big success from the amateur radio point of view, but I have also heard that it's a great success from the Azores point of view. So it was interesting, because we were not sure whether it would work out from the awareness promotion point of view, so we also attached the emergency element into it. So we carried two roads simultaneously, and it was a kind of reminder in Azores, because just little after we had finished our project, the Nine Island Hunt, so there was an earthquake that hit Azores, only 200 kilometers from one of the islands. So, you know, I'm not ignoring the element of emergency communication. I'm seeing that as an added value. But it was a touch to something completely new. So I'm also very happy to introduce Jose, CU2C, who is in charge of the island's emergency communication. And then I'm happy to introduce Francisco Gil, who is in charge of the promotion of Azores Island. They are here with us, and let me ask these two people to stand up so that we can give them a hand. So if you have time to go by at the Azores booth, they are also here through the association. They carry 20 kilos of wonderful Azores cheese, and they will be handing it out to you. So this was a unique way of promoting amateur radio through a DXing and DXpedition. Going to Azores, for you, it is DXpedition, instant DXpedition, because the whole world is on you right away when you go there. It's a little ways, not that far from here. Francisco, I also want to think that I don't want to get into the success factors of it. And you know, when the gentleman who is in charge of the Azores end is also amateur radio operator, it helps to build the bridge. And when his call sign is CU2DX, DX, so maybe he knows something what I'm talking about here as well. So, and furthermore, I think the payback was he was not fired because he made that investment. He was just promoted to be the president of the airline and the president of the tourism. So I think we'd hopefully help you on your promotion too. So anyway, with these words, I'd like to give you the new way of seeing the expeditioning and the expeditions as the new part of the society. When you travel, and when hopefully you do, and you get your entertainment, excitement, like the other people do, hope you add some of these elements, at least hope you think of them, because as we know, the world is such that there are German de-expeditions every week in some islands in the Pacific, and I'm always asking myself what else they do when they are in Tokelau's. Do they go to the school, and do they talk about Germany, introduce your country? I'm sure that they do, but I hope that there is a firm plan to do such things when they travel. So I'm very proud to be DXer. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you do too. Thank you.